coming, Joe. Have a look, Stan. Wow, he's a beauty.
I'll say. I hope he'll train as easy as he got caught.
I haven't met a dolphin yet I couldn't train. But first we gotta make friends, huh, baby? Start cranking real slow. I'll watch so he doesn't knock himself against the hull. Okay, slack off. Don't be scared, boy. We're not trying to hurt you. We're just gonna take you to Point Horizon, a couple hundred miles up the coast.
You'll have a real comfortable pad at our marine exhibit.
You might even be our star attraction someday. Start her up, Joe.
Get home.
What's the rush?
Nothing. It's just that I want to get home and do my homework so I can do the things I want to do.
Today's Friday, remember? We've got the whole weekend.
Well, you must know, Sandy, I'm worried about Flipper.
Not again.
But, Sandy, you know he wasn't at the dock when we left for school this morning.
He's not there lots of mornings when we leave for school.
But, well, this is different. I just have that feeling.
You and your feelings. Hey!
That's one way to make you move fast.
Very funny.
Thank you.
That's funny. He doesn't answer.
It's not like him to stay away for a whole day.
I told you something was wrong, Sandy. Come on, we better go look for him.
No. Dad'll be back soon. We stand a much better chance of finding him if we use the underwater TV.
I'm afraid.
We're almost at Point Horizon, baby. And there'll be an extra bucket of fish waiting for you at the dock.
You hear that, boy? Everything's gonna be all right.
Your fit.
Put the stretcher on here.
That's got it.
That's it.
Take this end, Joe.
Okay.
Lift it up. Get him into the tank in the truck as quickly as possible so his skin won't dry out.
Okay. I'll back the truck as close as I can.
I wish I could make you understand that we're not trying to hurt you. As soon as you get used to us humans, you'll find we can be a bit of okay. It's just that you never had any dealings with people. That's what's the matter. All right, Stan, bring him back. Closer. Watch the boat. I still catch him. Come on.
Wait a minute. They're never going in that net again. We'll have to spear him if we can catch him at all.
Look, I'm not in this business for sentiment.
Time now. What's so urgent?
I want to tell him about Flipper.
I think you're overdoing this whole thing, but Flipper will be back.
Sandy, you don't understand.
Now, wait a minute, bud. Wait a minute. Just slow down. Sandy, get those boxes off the launch, will you?
But, Dad, listen!
Now, Bud, what's this all about?
When Sandy and I went to school this morning, Dad Flipper wasn't here. And when we got back, he wasn't here either.
Well, there's nothing so unusual about that. He's been gone before.
But, Dad, this is different. I just have this feeling like something's happened to him, like he's been hurt.
Yes, Bud, I know about that feeling. You've had it before. And Flipper's always come back, right?
Well, oh, well, please, Dad, can't we go, please?
Dad, if you've got the time, can we go out and look for him?
Please.
All right, let's go. Cast off.
See anything, Bud?
Just a bunch of fish.
Well, one more trip around the park, Bud, and that's it.
Oh, Dad!
Bud, I have an important report to get out. Besides, I'll bet you that Flipper will be home before we get there.
What kind of a bet?
Well, if I lose, I'll do the dishes tonight. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Well, thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
friend or foe. If you're a friend, you won't mind if I take your picture, will you? If you make the cover of Ocean World magazine, I'll send you a copy. I have visitors. Don't go away. Doing? Hunting dolphins?
We don't aim to kill them. We collect dolphins for a marine exhibit.
No, I haven't seen any dolphin.
I guess he got away.
Okay, buddy, thanks!
Take away, Joe.
You know, even if they hadn't hurt you, you look much too independent to be cooped up in an exhibit. You're welcome, I'm sure. Wait just a minute. I'll get my gear and join you.
Water photographer in America at work. Come on.
WK8157, calling Coast Guard. WK8157, calling Coast Guard. Come in, Coast Guard. Over.
WK8157, this is Coast Guard Station Point Horizon. Chief Petty Officer Judson speaking. Over.
Chief, my name is Ellery, staff photographer for Ocean World magazine. I've been taking some underwater pictures here, about a mile off the point, and I've just come across an unexploded torpedo on the bottom. Over.
Probably one that went sour during the recent maneuvers. Can you give me the exact position, Mr. Ellery?
I don't have a compass, but it's just west of the point, about a mile. Over.
We'll send the cutter out right away.
Say, isn't that thing liable to go off? Over.
Not likely. An undetonated torpedo will temporarily deactivate itself and sink to the bottom. It can't go off unless it strikes something. But stay away from it until we get there, Mr. Ellery. Over and out.
Pal,
You and I have hit on a story here that could get your buddy Dave a big fat raise. Only I gotta have some pictures. The man said to stay away. On the other hand, he said it wouldn't go off. He who hesitates stays broke.
Bud, to show you what a good loser I am, I'm not only doing the dishes, but I'm going to pop for a movie tonight, too. How about that?
Sure, sounds okay.
Hey, listen to this.
Dolphin responsible for rescue of photographer. At Point Horizon today, photographer Dave Ellery barely escaped with his life when an unexploded torpedo fell off an underwater shelf and struck a rock. Ellery, unconscious, was towed to safety by a dolphin.
God, do you suppose it was Flipper?
Well, I don't know, Bud. Point Horizon? That's over 200 miles from here. What would Flipper be doing up there?
But, Dad, it could be Flipper, couldn't it?
Well,
it says here that Ellery still has the dolphin, and he's going to do a magazine story around him.
Oh, Dad, couldn't we just go to see if it is Flipper, please?
Now, look, Bud, it's not that rare an occurrence for a dolphin to rescue a drowning person.
Dad, we've got to see if it's Flipper.
And if it isn't Flipper, I'll wash and dry the dishes for a whole week. Please.
All right, we'll leave at 6 in the morning.
Thanks, Dad!